March the 13th, 2011. Some earthquake facts. The February 22nd earthquake in Christchurch was 6.3 on the Richter scale. Yet it did much more damage than the 7.1 earthquake on September the 4th, 2010. There are several reasons for this, but the main ones are the depth of the epicenter and the distance from the city. It was only 5 kilometres deep and very close to the city centre. We also know that much of the city is built on soft soil, especially part of the city near the epicentre of the earthquake. Liquefaction in that soft soil caused a great deal of damage. The Richter scale measures the energy of an earthquake. It is a logarithmic scale, so a 4.0 earthquake is 10 times stronger than a 3.0 earthquake. The earthquake in Japan 2 days ago was 9.0 on the Richter scale. This is the largest earthquake that Japan has ever had. The epicenter was 125 kilometers off the east coast and 10 kilometers deep. This underwater earthquake started a tsunami. Tsunami is a Japanese word. Tsu means harbor and nami means wave. It was this tsunami which caused so much damage and killed so many people. The earthquake in Christchurch was not underwater. There was no tsunami at that time. However, high waves from the Japanese tsunami arrived in parts of the north and east in New Zealand yesterday. Both New Zealand and Japan have many earthquakes. New Zealand is on the Australian and Pacific tectonic plate boundary. Japan is on the Ring of Fire. Aftershocks are common for the next few days, weeks, months, or even a year after an earthquake. Christchurch has had many aftershocks since September the 4th. The biggest one so far was 6.3 on February the 22nd. Japan is continuing to have some very big aftershocks.